On the 28th of January 2012, in Kenya, police forcibly evicted scores of internally displaced people in Mukuru wa Jenga, in the east of Nairobi, from their homes. Three people died in the process. One woman was electrocuted by a live power cable that fell during the eviction, and another woman was killed by a stray bullet. 70 people were forcibly evicted from their homes in Kiamako informal settlement in Nairobi, in spite of an ongoing court case to settle ownership of the land. Akuntu, Akara, Awa, and Awene, Garani Kayua, Indira Posa, Serra do Sul. Rural workers, indigenous peoples and Kinumbula communities, descendants of runaway slaves, suffered intimidation and forced eviction in both urban and rural settings in Brazil. The controversial resolution of Portoria 303 signed the establishment of mining, hydroelectric schemes, and military installation on indigenous lands, limiting the exclusive use of natural resources. Despite a series of legal challenges and protests, construction of the Belamonte Dam continued. Six rural workers have been killed in the region in land conflicts. In Mato Grosso do Sul state, indigenous Guarani Kayuwa communities continue to face intimidation, violence, and the threat of forced eviction from their traditional lands. In August, after staging a reoccupation in Mato Grosso do Sul, the Guarani Kayuwa community was attacked by gunmen who burned crops, shouted abuse, and fired shots. Nisilene Miguel de Lima, rural activist from Amazonian state, was threatened, beaten, and driven from her home after she denounced illegal logging in the region. Urban infrastructure projects in preparation for the World Cup in 2014 and the Rio Olympics in 2016 lead to the forced eviction of families in several communities across Brazil during 2012. The evictions were carried out without giving residents full and timely information about government proposals affecting their communities. In Rio de Janeiro, 140 houses were demolished as part of an urban revitalization project in the port area, where up to 800 houses had been slated for removal. Evicted communities were moved long distances into areas dominated by militias. In January, more than 6,000 people were removed from the site known as Pinerino in San José do Campos, in São Paulo state. Residents had been living at the site since 2004. During the eviction, police used dogs, tear gas, and rubber bullets. The Belamonte Dam, along the Xingu River in Amazonia, is planned at devastating an area of over 1,500 square kilometers of Brazilian rainforest and the forced displacement of large parts of indigenous territory. Invasions of Kayapo areas are currently running in the communal production of forest resources, such as Brazilian nuts, capoacu, Kapaiba, Tree Reason, Bacaba, Cacao, Jenny Papo, Joborandi, and Honey. These projects attempt to substitute sustainable productive activities for logging and gold mining as sources of community income.